and more like thanking the guys, but just talking about next year too?
You know, it's always bittersweet, especially when you have a team like this. And you know, we all get caught up in the wins and losses. But what I would tell you, my initial reaction when I woke up this morning was that, you know, this team walks away, it accomplished a lot. But the specialness of this team was in its personality. And we've got great guys. They're fun to be around. And, you know, this building becomes emptier. And it happens so fast. It just happens overnight. You're done. You got to get out. And I miss that. I miss being around the guys. I miss being part of it. And what's so interesting is that this team took on a dynamic that was very special. And I don't think we as a group, in terms of a management and coaches and players, realize what we did with a young team. We broke all the metrics. We broke all the molds. Our challenge is, can we continue to do that? But, you know, as young as a team, 54 wins, no issues off the court, phenomenal chemistry. I couldn't have written it any better other than to say I wish it would have continued. And from talking to the players, it's obvious that they felt like that they could win that series.
Given that, the 54 wins in the playoffs, does that turn up the timeline a little bit? Like, you guys are, the window's opening a little sooner than maybe even you had expected?
Maybe, but, you know, right now it's important that you get away from it. You know, before we put perspective on this year, I want to get away from it. We'll get back to studying, and you guys know us. We're going to get aggressive in the draft and free agency. We'll do everything we can to help this team get better. I don't see that there's going to be wholesale changes, though. I do believe that this team has a great core of guys, and we're going to take care of those guys and make sure they're around here a long time and add some pieces to it. But today I'm elated, but I'm also sad a little bit, you know, because I wanted this to go on.
You just kind of addressed this a little, but is this a different offseason for you coach-wise than it's been years past? I feel like it's not rebuilding mode anymore. It's tinkering and taking this team to the next level. Is that how you're approaching this?
Well, we're going to attack everything. You know, we're going to do the best we can to make it. We don't have the grand decisions to be made. You know, we turned the roster over, and, you know, you look at, you know, Brandon, what he's done, LaMarcus, how he's grown, Greg and how he's going to grow, Prisbilla, Blake, Rudy, Batum, we'll get a healthy Martell. I mean, we've got a lot of players, and I get upset when they call pieces for some reason, but we got players that fit our culture, you know? And does that mean a championship? No. What it does, it guarantees you that you will have a chance to be successful. And that's all you ask in this business, is that you have a chance every single year to succeed. Now, injuries come into play, other things come into play. And so, you know, I agree with your assessment that it's not going to be huge changes. It's going to be small tinkering.
All of that said, you have at least 4 spots open going into the offseason. Mm-hmm. What areas do you want to fill in the bolster the roster at?
I think it's a great question, and I think it's a question that I'm not prepared to answer right now, to be perfectly honest. Because, you know, the nerves are raw right now, and we've always said that we make our best decision-making when we sit down, analyze, maybe overanalyze, and get away, because right now, you know, it's hard. You know, our hearts are a little bit broken because we wanted to win this series. So no decisions are going to be made today. We don't have to, and that's a good thing. We'll be prepared. That I guarantee you.
How difficult is it for you, though, to have the season now over?
It is. I mean, the thing is, it just ends so fast. You know, when you're getting the playoffs, Nate said it beautifully last night. He's like, I wasn't prepared to give that speech, you know, to give the end of the year speech. And neither was I. You know, I addressed the team. And my only message that I could come up with to the team last night was this, was I'm honored to be a part of this. Truly honored to be a part of a team that was successful on the court as they were off the court.
It sounded, talking to the players, that they felt they had so much more left this season too.
Yeah. And it's apparent in our exit interviews, and we've done about half of them today, and we'll do the rest of the half tomorrow. But, you know, they're proud of what they've done, and so